Hare Krishna. Okay, so today, these are kind of the normal class, not the normal class, but it's the lead-up classes to Janmashtami, so they're giving us some different verses to speak on. So I've been given this one, which is Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 14, verse number 36. And this chapter is entitled Brahma's Prayers to Lord Krishna. So I think you may remember or have read when Lord Brahma he came to steal the cowherd boys and calves, and he tried to bewilder Krishna, but he ended up getting bewildered. So anyway, after that he was a little bit sorry, so he did a few prayers, you know. Okay, so translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. My dear Lord Krishna, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves, their homes remain prisons, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles. But apparently, the residents of Vrindavan, the abode of Lord Krishna, are simple householders engaged in ordinary affairs, such as herding cows, cooking, rearing children, and performing religious ceremonies. However, all these activities are intensely engaged in loving service of the Lord, of Lord Krishna. The residents of Vrindavan perform all activities in pure Krishna consciousness, and thus exist on the most exalted platform of liberated life. Otherwise, the same activities performed without Krishna consciousness constitute ordinary bondage to the material world. Thus, one should not misunderstand the exalted position of the residents of Vrindavan, nor should one consider oneself highly religious simply because one performs ordinary domestic affairs very enthusiastically. But without Krishna consciousness, by focusing our passionate attachment on our family and society, we are completely deviated from the progressive path of Krishna consciousness. Conversely, if we engage our family in the loving service of the Lord, our endeavors to maintain our family become part and parcel of our progressive spiritual duties. In conclusion, by studying the extraordinary status of the residents of Vrindavan, we can see that the essential quality of their lives is pure Krishna consciousness. The rendering of loving service to the Lord without a trace of material desire for mental speculation. Such loving service to the original personality of Godhead immediately creates the atmosphere of Sri Vrindavan Dham, the kingdom of God. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yad Kripatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Banchakalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So read the verse again. My dear Lord Krishna, until people become your devotees, their material attachments and desires remain thieves, their homes remain prisons, and their affectionate feelings for their family members remain foot shackles. So begging permission from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially Jai Krishna Prabhu and Prayojan, and all the wonderful Vaishnavas who are listening or watching online, so to be able to speak something on this. This is the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, so you're not generally allowed to jump to the 10th canto, but somehow or other I must have been on the springboard, because we were on the first canto last week. So So anyway, special benedictions coming up to Janmashtami. So, okay, so so prayers by Lord Brahma. So as I was saying earlier, so Lord Brahma, came to Vrindavan, and he was thinking, who is this cowherd boy, you know? This blue boy, you know, with a peacock feather in his hair and a flute tucked in his belt, you know, and a buffalo horn, you know, and he's herding the calves and he's chasing, you know, he's playing piggyback fights and playing ball with amalaki fruits, and they're doing many different pastimes, and like young boys do, you know. So he thinks, you know, who is this, you know? So Lord Brahma, he thought, you know, I will teach this young boy a lesson, you know. So this pastime of Brahma stealing the calves and cows happened just after one other pastime that took place. Can anybody tell me what pastime just took place? Yeah, that's right. Jai Krishna Prabhu ki jai. Yeah. So Agasura, you know, Agasura, the he was, what kind of demon was he? Snake demon, yeah. Okay, yeah, and he had very bad fishy breath, you know, like that. He could have done with a good mouthwash, you know. So was it Agrosura, you know, because he was trying to cause some aggro in Vrindavan, you know. So yeah, just after the pastime where the cowherd boys, they went into the mouth of Agasura, because Agasura was there with his, you know, huge gaping mouth, and the cowherd boys thought, oh yeah, this is a nice cave, we'll go and play in here. Then Krishna was looking, thinking, oh, you know. But then Krishna went in, and actually the boys weren't bothered, you know. At first they weren't sure, but they thought, well, anyway, Krishna's here, we're all right, you know. Krishna will protect us like he always does. Then Krishna thought, okay, fine, I have to go now, and then he protect the cowherd boys. And then he expanded his body and he choked Agasura, and then Agasura's his soul left his body and entered Krishna's body. So then after that pastime, then Lord Brahma came, and some of the calves were wandering away, and the boys were just having their picnic lunch, you know. You've seen these pictures where, you know, all the boys are sitting there with nice food preparations, you know. It's on the Prashad Seva board, you know, if you haven't seen it, you know. And so then the calves are wandering away, so the boys are saying, oh, we'll go and get the calves. But Krishna says, no, you carry on with your picnic, I'll go and get the calves, you know. So when Krishna wanders off to go and find the calves and bring them back, then what happens is Brahma comes and he steals all the cowherd boys, and then he puts them in a cave, and then he puts them under a spell, and then he blocks the cave, you know. And then he also has taken the calves as well and hidden them. So when Krishna comes back, he sees he couldn't find the calves, and the cowherd boys are gone as well. So he's thinking, oh, what shall we do here, you know? So anyway, so then Krishna, because he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause behind the whole cosmic manifestation, he realized what was going on. So then what he did was he expanded himself into the Vishnu forms, and they, like, he expanded himself into exactly all the same cowherd boys and calves, you know. So then he was carrying on, you know. So it says it went on for 1 year. Because by the time Lord Brahma went away and then he came back, that was 1 year, you know, of his time. So, but then Lord Brahma, he went away, and then he saw, he put the calves under the spell and the cows, the cowherd boys, and he came back to see what Krishna would do. But then he thought, wait a second, Krishna's still here and he's enjoying with the calves and the cowherd boys. Now he's thinking, no, did I actually go and put them in the cave or the spell, or was I just imagining? You know? So then, Lord Brahma, who is supposed to be, the most intelligent person in the universe, then he was trying to bewilder Krishna, but he became bewildered. So then he was thinking, oh, wait a second. I thought I just took the calves and calves and put them in the spell in the cave, but then I come back here, they're still here. So maybe I'll go and check whether I actually did, you know. Because sometimes people, you know, when they're getting old, they get forgetful, you know. You know. No, we're not talking about Priyojan, Prabhu. Yeah, so, you know, they said you've got to keep your brain active, you know. Otherwise, there's a danger that you'll become senile, you know. Like that. You won't go to Egypt and see the Nile, but you'll be senile, you know, like that. But so they said, like, you know, this, with the muscles and things like that, you know, you have to keep active. Otherwise, they say use it or lose it, you know. So the same with your brain, you know, your intelligence, your body. Use it in the service of Krishna. And then Lord Chaitanya says, you apply your intelligence, you know, to this philosophy of Krishna consciousness. You know? So that's what the intelligence is meant for, rather than finding out, you know, so many things, how to, you know, cause trouble to other living entities. You know? So Lord Brahma, he became bewildered. He thought, oh, now what's going on? So then he went back and he saw the calves and cows still there under the spell. But then he came back and he saw that Krishna's there, the same calves and cows are there. So now he was thinking, oh my God, what's going on here, you know? How many heads has he got?
Four,
yeah. So I think he had quite a headache. Yeah. I think Brahma also, I think one time he came to see Lord Vishnu, and then he said, he told the gatekeepers, tell Lord Vishnu, you know, I'm here to see him, you know. So then the gatekeepers went to Lord Vishnu and said, oh, Brahma is here to see you. So Lord Vishnu says, which Brahma? So then the gatekeepers went back and asked him, excuse me, which Brahma are you? He said, what do you mean, which Brahma? The Brahma, you know. So then Lord Vishnu, he called all the Brahmas from different universes with different numbers of heads, you know. The more heads they have, the bigger the universe, you know. And they all started coming, you know, on their swans, you know, like that, and landing. And like, you know, thousands of different Brahmas. So then he thought, oh, okay. He was feeling very meek and humble. So I'm saying, I'm the Brahma, you know. And he said, okay, I'm the four-headed Brahma. So, you know, Brahma is born from the navel of Lord Vishnu, from the lotus flower, and Krishna, he played his flute, and the Gayatri Mantra came and gave Brahma the ability to, first of all, the words came tapa, you know, that he should perform austerity, and then he heard the Gayatri from Krishna's flute, and then from that he was able to gain the knowledge how to create, you know. So, very, very powerful. So he's like a son of the Lord, and then he taught Narada, and Narada taught Vyasadeva, and so on, until the parampara we have today. But even if you're a big man, you know, sometimes you can get bewildered, you know. So they say always stay humble, and always respect everyone. They say, like, you know, with one tree you can make a million matchsticks, but it takes one match to burn a million trees, you know. So like it says, when a bird is alive, then it eats ants, you know. So, but when the bird dies, the ants eat the bird, you know. So things can change at any moment, you know. So the safest place is to be, is to remain humble and to respect others and not to get too big-headed, you know. And that way it's safer. Anyway, these pastimes are there. This is 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna's having fun, and also at the same time he's teaching Brahma and all of us, you know. So on the appearance days of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, these are very, very powerful days, very, very special days, because It's a great opportunity to get very, very special blessings. So it said that it's the appearance day of particular acharyas, and so on those days you can pray directly to them, or the great appearance day of personalities, divine personalities, you can pray directly to them to get their mercy. So we say Janmashtami is the appearance of Lord Krishna. So this next Wednesday, the 12th, we are celebrating the appearance day of Lord Krishna, Janmashtami festival here. And I think it won't be, the festival won't be like it was in previous years, you know, with like, you know, 60, 70,000 people coming. Maybe Krishna wants a quiet birthday this year, you know. So people will still come, but in fewer numbers. And then people will come for darshan in consecutive days and until Sunday. But for us, what does Janmashtami mean? It means like, it means the Lord is appearing. So then, because the Lord is making his appearance, it's a great opportunity for us to also allow that the Supreme Lord to manifest within our hearts, our minds, and our consciousness, by remembering him and reading his pastimes and chanting. Like today, the kirtan was so ecstatic, you know, and no one could fail to be inspired by that, you know, unless they were not living, you know. So many activities of devotional service. I'm doing this, you know, I've got to clean the corridor, I've got to clear up the prasadam room, I've got to make garlands, I've got to do this and that. But I was just saying to Mohan Prabhu that I have to do that. I said, actually, I want to do it, you know, and that, because when you want to do something nice for the service of Krishna and for the service of the Vaishnavas, then actually you get a lot of energy, a lot of enthusiasm, and you get a lot of blessings, you know? And then you're not dragging your feet. So then everything that we're doing, I mean, we can link that with Krishna, because it's Krishna's temple, and it's Krishna's prasadam, it's Krishna's garlands, it's Krishna's service, it's Krishna's holy name, it's Krishna's teachings, you know, and his pastimes. So then it's Krishna, 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 you know, like that. You can't get enough of Krishna, you know. So if we can somehow or other, it's not just like, oh, it's just another festival, you know, like that. But it's actually, it's a great opportunity to, reset, you know, our program, you know. So it doesn't matter what's happened in the past, if we've made mistakes in the past, or if we haven't achieved all our spiritual goals, or, you know, or we started off with enthusiasm and maybe we've slowed down a little bit. But this is, we can use this, times like this, like the appearance days of the Lord, to get, you know, have a springboard, you know, to again realign our consciousness and have the Lord not only manifest, you know, on the altar or in his pastime, but also manifest in our heart and mind and consciousness, you know. And then it will be the real Janmashtami, you know. If one goes forward with great enthusiasm and devotion, and engages in hearing, chanting, and serving so nicely, especially at these times, then, you know, blocks and hurdles, you know, that we are facing or we are struggling with, we will find the blessings and the and energy to overcome them. Because, like a rocket, you know, either it's going up or it's going down. It's not floating in, you know, in between. So in Krishna consciousness, you have to be making advancement every day, you know. Every day is a new challenge, you know. So if you're not, you know, learning a new shloka, or, you know, endeavoring to chant more nicely, or attempting to serve the devotees with more, you know, feeling and affection, or you're trying to do every day a little bit more, a little bit more. So if you're not going up, then what it means is that you're going down. So Prabhupada said, he said, casual means casualty. You know? So one of the devotees that Jai Krishna knows, he used to say, he said, cruising for a bruising. So there's so much fun to be had. And so these holy days, like Janmashtami and other appearances of the Lord, are very, very powerful. And this is confirmed by one of our great acharyas, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He is none other than Kamala Manjari. He is one of the assistants of the gopis, so he should know what he's talking about. You know? So, in one of his songs, from a section of songs, it's called Sharan Gati. Sharan Gati means like when you come to take shelter, you know, Sharan. It's called Shuddha Bhakata, Shuddha Bhakata. Sam, you know this one, don't you? Shuddha Bhakata, yeah. So I'll just read a couple of verses from the song, and then I'll read a little bit of the translation, because there's something relevant to the, special days, you know, like Janmashtami. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Shishi Radha Gokula Nandadi Ke Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Shishi Gaunitai Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Paramakaruna Prabhu Ki. Okay. So Shuddha Bhakata, we're talking about, devotees that are on the pure platform. So Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula Bhakata Seva Parama Siddhi Parama Latikara Mula Madhavatiti Bhakti Janani Jatane Palana Kori Krishna Basati Basati Boli Parama Adhare Boli. So it says, dust from the feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service, while service to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. So, anyone catch anything from that verse? Okay, so I'll say the verse again. Yeah? Dust from the feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. While service to the Vaishnavas is itself the supreme perfection and the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Yeah. Shuddha Bhakata, pure devotees, you know. Charana, Renu. Charana means the feet, Renu means the dust. And it says Bhajana Anukula. So that means it's like dust from the feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. So in other places in the Bhagavatam it said, if you haven't had the dust from the feet of a pure devotee upon your head, then you're not living, you're not alive yet. You know? So like it says, if you're not using your bodily facilities for devotional service and glorifying the Lord, then the breathing is like the bellows of the blacksmith. You know, the eyes are like the, you know, peacock plumes, you know. And the ears are like snake holes, you know. And the legs are like tree trunks if they're not used for going to the temple of the Lord and engaging in the service. You know? So here, dust from the feet of pure devotees is conducive to devotional service. And while service to the Vaishnava itself is a root, is a supreme perfection and is the root of the tender creeper of divine love. Bhakta Seva Param Siddhi. So Bhakta Seva means the service to devotees, and Param Siddhi means topmost perfection. So if you want the topmost perfection, Krishna says you serve my devotees. You can serve Krishna, and that's fantastic. But when you serve Krishna's devotees, he is even more pleased. Like previously in the class we were talking, about someone's dog. You say something nice about their dog, They think, they're happy with you, They give him a Mangal Aarti Suite or something, So Bhakta Seva Param Siddhi Parama Latikaramula. Parama Latikaramula means that service to the devotees that waters the tender creeper of devotion, of bhakti. So it's very simple. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining. And then the next one is very relevant to the festival days. Madhavati ti bhakti janani jatane palana kori Krishna bosati bosati boli parame Parama Adhare Bori. So saying, I observe with great care the holy days like Ekadashi and Janmashtami, for they are the mother of devotion. As my dwelling place, I choose with the greatest of reverence and love the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. So you're all very fortunate souls, because you've chosen for your residence the abode of Krishna, because Krishna is residing here. You know? So you're very fortunate souls. And then, so these days like Ekadasi and Janmashtami, they are the mothers of devotion. So can anyone think why there might be the mothers of devotion days like that? No? Anyone want to hazard a guess? Yeah, great, yeah. Because, normally we chant, we hear, we serve, we do all these things, but on the special days, we make a more concerted effort, you know. We even sometimes minimize our bodily needs, and we spend more time in chanting, more time in serving, more time in glorifying, and just absorbing, you know. So then we get more mercy, you know. So then they're increasing our devotion, you know. So like the mothers usually nurture, you know, their children. So these opportunities and days like this are like the mothers of devotion, because by increasing our commitment and our absorption in Krishna consciousness, they nurture our bhakti, you know. So, and it says, all those places where my Lord Gaurasunda travels for pastimes, I will visit in the company of loving devotees. My mind always begs for the opportunity to hear the music of Madanga, and we were hearing it very loudly just, you know, a while ago in Guru Puja. Upon hearing this kind of kirtan ordained by Lord Gaurasunda, my heart dances in ecstasy, and by beholding the deity forms of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Gokulananda, I feel the greatest joy, and by honoring the Lord's prasad, I conquer over all worldly illusions. I know that's a popular one. Devotees will like that, you know. Then Goloka Vrindavan appears in my home whenever I see the worship and service of Lord Hari going on there. And upon seeing the Ganges, which is a river of nectar emanating from the lotus feet of the Lord, my happiness knows no bounds. The sight of the holy Tulsi tree soothes my soul, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. And by honoring shak, a green leafy vegetable preparation, a dear favorite of Lord Chaitanya, I consider life worthwhile. So when you see the spinach, you know, the shak, then you can consider life worthwhile. And this is shastric, you know. So, whatever Bhaktivinoda obtains that is conducive for the service of Sri Krishna, he accepts every day with the greatest of joy. So there you go. So there's so much nectar by associating with the acharyas, by chanting and glorifying the Lord, and reading these transcendental literature like Srimad Bhagavatam. So today we could talk a little bit more about the prayers of Lord Brahma. So the chapter entitled Prayers of Brahma to Lord Krishna, there's 61 verses in there. But you don't have to worry, I'm not going to read all 61 verses, you know, like that right now. Maybe on Wednesday we can do it. So I've selected a few verses from there that maybe we could just go over, just to get a little essence of what mood Lord Brahma was in. Because Lord Brahma realized he committed a big offense, you know? That he, you know, he tried to minimize the position of Krishna, and he tried to outsmart him. But he was outsmarted himself, you know. So, okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Okay, so we're reading from a few prayers of Lord Brahma, and Those who even, while remaining situated in an established social position, throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, mind, offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So basically, Lord Brahma is saying that although Krishna is unconquerable, he becomes conquered by his devotees who are narrating these beautiful pastimes and vibrating and the transcendental sound vibration and are actually serving his pure devotees. You know? Okay, so there we go. Number three. Okay. So the Sanskrit for that verse that we just read, I think we'll ask Sutapa if he knows that one, because he's just come in now. So I'll say the first line and then see if you can. I'm sure he'll get it. Gyane prayasan udapasya namanta eva. You know that one? Haribo. Yeah, so well done. So I didn't tell him before that I'm going to tell him. So sometimes they put, you know, like we do a drama, it's called The Drowning Man. So we put one of our guys in the audience dressed as one of them. No, it wasn't that. So did anyone else know that verse? Jnane prayasan udapasya namanta eva jivanti san mukharitam bhavadhya vartan stane sita shrutigatam tan van manobhir ye prayaso jito pi asya tai trilokyan. Anyone else knew that verse? Venu? No? Yeah, so that means, so anyway, those who even while remaining situated in their established social position throw away the process of speculative knowledge and with their body, words, and mind offer all respects to descriptions of your personality and activities, dedicating their lives to these narrations which are vibrated by you personally and by your pure devotees, certainly they conquer your lordship, although you are otherwise unconquerable by anyone within the three worlds. So, yeah, amazing. So Srimad Bhagavatam is just full of nectar. Okay, there's another one here. Right, so in time, learned philosophers or scientists might be able to count all the atoms of the earth and particles of snow, or perhaps even the shining molecules radiating from the sun, the stars and the other luminaries. But among these learned men, who could possibly count the unlimited transcendental qualities possessed by you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who have descended unto the surface of the earth for the benefit of all living entities? So that's Lord Brahma, you know, he's glorifying, you know. You know, are you an astrologer, Cyrus? Yeah. Or an astronomer? Yeah. I think you're a herbalist and a herbalist. Yeah, so even if, you know, the different luminaries, you know, shining in the sky, you know, and molecules radiating from the sun, if anybody could count them, they still wouldn't be able to count the wonderful transcendental qualities of this Lord. You know? Okay. So this particular verse, very famous verse, many people will know this, have heard it before. But it's actually Lord Brahma. He's committed a big offense, and he's praying to Krishna, and he's saying, basically, okay, you know, give me the punishment I'm due. I'm happy to accept that, and whatever. But I'm still going to serve you from the core of my heart, you know. So you know, he's putting his hands up and saying, okay, you know, Krishna, you win, you know. I made a mistake, and I'm a man enough to do the crime, I'll man enough to do the time. You know? So it says, Tatte nukampam sumikshamano. So apart from sutapa, does anyone know the verse? Oh, no, nice and loud, eh? Didn't be shy, laddie. Okay, yeah, Prabhupada's got the translation. You got the Sanskrit? Come on, you're getting it. Haribo! Okay. Tatte nukampam sumikshamana bhunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vibubir vidvan namaste jiveta yo mukti pade sadayabhak. So, my dear Lord, one who earnestly awaits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, is surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim. So, very beautiful verse, you know. So, you know, whatever we've done in the past, and we're getting the, you know, the reactions of it, then, you know, we don't need to blame Krishna or, you know, the temple commander or Boris Johnson or anybody else, you know. We just like, we say, okay, you know, I've done things, so, you know, let me, the reactions that come for the activities that I perform, okay, let me just accept that, but let me offer my obeisances to the Lord from the core of my heart, and let me continue to serve and glorify him and serve his devotees, and that way, in due course of time, the kingdom of God will become my rightful claim. Because the reactions will be burnt off. You know? So this, there's so many nice verses here in the prayers of Lord Brahma. It's like the Srimad Bhagavatam is just pure nectar from start to finish. So I'm just going to do an ad here. You know, so if anyone's listening online and they've got their checkbook ready, you know, like that, you know. So, Srila Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja is on next Thursday. So, right now, there's not many books being distributed, you know, because the devotees can't go out with book distribution because of the coronavirus and things. So, if anyone listening would like to purchase a set of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the subject we're talking about here, and or they would like to get one for one of their friends, or if they don't have any friends, they can get one for their enemies, you know. Like that. They might not remain the enemies for long if they read the Bhagavatam. Then they can either contact Sutapa Prabhu or myself, you know, it's sutapa@krishnatemple.com or godruma@krishnatemple.com, and then we'll make sure you get a set of Srimad Bhagavatams. You know? It's a nice for Janmashtami, inviting Krishna into your home or giving Krishna to someone else. Anyway, that's the I just put an ad in there. You know? Yeah. Well, it's nectar, so the nectar should be shared. It shouldn't be hoarded. You know? Okay, so there's another verse, beautiful verse. Okay, atapi deva padam bhujam devaya prasada leshanu grihita eva hi janati tatvam bhagavan mahimno na chanya ekopi chiram vichirnam vichirnvan. Does anyone know the translation for that? Okay, I know Sutapa knows it. But, okay, so, my Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. So, my Lord, one who is favored even by a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet can understand the greatness of your personality. So, padam bhujam, you know, like that. And then, so there's another one here. My dear Lord, therefore I pray, to be so fortunate that in this life, as Lord Brahma, or in another life, wherever I may take my birth, I may be counted as one of your devotees. And I pray that wherever I may be, even among the animal species, I can engage in devotional service to your lotus feet. So this is Brahma, you know. He's the big man, you know. But he's been humbled, and he's truly offering prayers from the core of his heart, you know. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, in one of his songs, he says, I don't want to be born as Brahma, averse to you, my Lord, but rather I'd even be happy to take birth as an insect in the home of your devotee. You know? Because if I take birth as an insect in the home of your devotee, then I'll be hearing the holy names, you know, I'll be hearing you offering aarti, then I'll also probably get some prasad, you know, I'm being benedicted, you know. So it's called keep your feet on the ground, you know, and not your head in the clouds. You know? So anyway, there's a few other verses. Okay, my dear Sri Krishna, you bestow happiness upon the lotus-like Vrishni dynasty and expand the great oceans consisting of the earth, the demigods, the Brahmins, and the cows. You dispel the dense darkness of irreligion and oppose the demons who have appeared on this earth. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, as long as this universe exists and as long as the sun shines, I will offer my obeisances unto you. So I don't know how long the sun exists, but quite a while. So that's his mood. And then this is also, it's all nectar actually. So, samashita ye pada palava palava plavam. You heard that before, haven't you? Okay, yeah. You know that one, Satapa? Okay, go ahead. Some people say this is a tongue twister. You see, is it padam 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 yad vipadam? So, samashita ye pada palava plavam mahat padam punya yasho murare bhavam budir vatsa padam param padam 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 yad vipadam natesham. So, for those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean of this material world is like the water contained in the calf of calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, the place where there is no miseries, and not this place where there is danger at every step. So if one engages in devotional service wholeheartedly and surrenders to the instruction of the spiritual master and takes shelter of the holy name and serves the Vaishnavas, then the ocean of the material world becomes as small as the water held in the hoof print of a calf, you know, and it can be easily crossed. Otherwise, it's a long way, you know, crossing the ocean. And then, okay, so any person who hears or chants these, okay, this is a benediction. Anybody want a special benediction? Yeah. Yeah, so when we're on Sankirtan, you know, sometimes people are saying, like if we're wearing Western dress, they say, oh, what kind of monks are you, you know? And sometimes the devotees were a little cheeky, they're saying, we're benedicting monks. We benedict people, you know, with the holy name and stuff. So they were thinking, oh, you're Benedictine. The Benedict. So one time someone asked, this was in Scotland, they said, which abbey are you from? Or are you monks? You know, which abbey are you from? I said, there's a song, you know, I think it's a Gujarati Budhun or Bhajan. It says, what's it called? I'm trying to remember. Yeah. Kun. Kunjamabi Radhe Ganna Shama Radhe Radhe Shama Radhe Radhe Shri Krishna Radhe Radhe Kunjamabi. So some of the devotees said, "Oh, which abbey are you from?" So we're from the monks from Kunjamabi. Kunjamabi Radhe Ganna Shama Radhe Radhe. Anyway, we're down in England now, we have to behave ourselves. In Scotland, we get away with more, you know. So, it says, any person who chants these pastimes of Lord Murari, performed with his cowherd friends, the killing of Agasura, the taking of lunch on the forest grass, and the Lord's manifestation of transcendental forms, and the wonderful prayers offered by Lord Brahma, is sure to achieve what? A big plate of maha? Oh, sure to achieve what? Any guesses? Is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires. Whoa, so you can read this chapter and then... He says, any person who hears or chants these pastimes of Lord Murari performed with his cowherd friends, the killing of Agasura, the taking of lunch in the forest grass, and the Lord's manifestation of transcendental forms, and the wonderful prayers offered by Lord Brahma, is sure to achieve all his spiritual desires. So that's a nice benediction, very nice benediction. You know? So I think that just about covers it. Yeah, so what happened is, I think, was it yesterday or the day before? The day before we went to Luton. We've been visiting some people, congregation, and just giving them some prasad and just encouraging them. We're not going into their house and we're keeping in social distancing and masks on and everything. So one gentleman we went to see, his name is Shyam Gaudivada. Yeah. So he's a nice guy. He used to come here every Saturday and do service and things like that. And he told us something interesting, that in India, at his hometown, which is Vijayawada, which is on the coast, they were building, ISKCON was building a big temple. And the pujari happened to ask him, he said, look, you know, we're going to get the altar there and we want to bring the deities and, you know, and we're trying to raise some funds. Would you be able to pay for the deities and part of the altar? And like, he was thinking, well, I'd really love to do that. But then he was unemployed. He didn't have a job. But he said, well, he said, I'm unemployed. I don't have any money. I don't have a job, you know, but I'd really love to do that. You know, I'd like to sponsor that, you know. So the pujari said to him, well, you know, he said, you can make that commitment, but that will force Krishna's hand, because then he'll have to give you a good job, you know. He'll have to do it if you commit. So then most people would say, no, forget it, you know. But for some reason, in his heart, he really wanted to do it. He just wanted to do this. So then he was just praying and then thinking. Then he said, okay. He said, look, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but put my name down for that, you know, somehow or other. And then he came to the UK and he got a fantastic job, you know, and he's getting paid well, and he was able to fulfill that commitment, and he's so happy, you know. Yeah, we spoke to him, right? So if you make a commitment to serve Krishna, do something nice for him, even if you don't have the facility, Krishna will give it to you, because you put your neck out for him. So anyway, that's called faith, you know. So anyway, we'd like to thank all the devotees and all the volunteers who are going out in the, yesterday, today, and tomorrow to distribute 3,000 packages of prasadam and these booklets about the online programs and Janmashtami to 3,000 homes, you know. Yeah. So... yeah, so this is, you know, whoever's, you know, we went yesterday, me and Sutapa went, and we surprised a lot of people, you know. And everybody wanted to call us in, but we said, we have to this time just, you know, pay obeisances from a distance. So when you go and you give Krishna to others in some way, shape or form, you make them so happy, you know. It's all so happy. And then the result is you become very happy, you know. If you make people miserable, you'll become miserable. If you make people happy, you'll become very happy, you know. That's the formula, you know. So I've gone on long enough, so I will stop there. And if there's any comments or questions or corrections, then please, sir. Okay. Another Sankirtan story. Okay. Jake, have you got one? Which one shall I tell? Sankirtan story. There's a lot of them. So I was doing Sankirtan in Scotland in a town called Johnston. And it's not a big town, you know. And someone told me that Johnston has a good football team, you know. Okay, so I wasn't aware of that. But so some places we would go. I mean, the devotees dropped me there on my own, and then they went on to the bigger cities, you know, and Glasgow and Edinburgh. So I was thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to be there all day. It's a small place, you know. It's one supermarket, you know, and then there's a few shops and this, and then every so often somebody comes. But sometimes we get trouble with the police. They throw us out of town. And then some places are such that if you get thrown out and you've not got the car, the transport system's not good and the next place is far away, you lose half a day practically. You know? So I was thinking, I don't want to get thrown out of Johnston. I want to stay here as long as possible and do as many books, you know, and try and compete with those devotees who'd gone to a big town where there's lots of people, you know. So, but then I saw one policeman, you know, then I thought, oh, he's coming. So then when he was coming near me, I jumped into a shop, you know, to try and avoid him, you know. And then he would go by, and then I got, half the day went by, and I managed to avoid the policeman, you know. But I was thinking that he may throw me out, you know. And then then half the day had gone, and then I saw the book to one lady, and then I was just standing there, and I just turned around, and he was right there, right next to me, the policeman. And I thought, oh, there we go, you know. So he said, what are you doing? I said, we're monks, you know, we're just trying to cheer people up around here, you know, Johnston, you know, a lot of people, they need cheering up here, you know. I said, he said, what's that you've got there? I said, we've got books, we're giving out some books on, you know, spiritual subjects, matters, and we're trying to, you know, make people's life more peaceful and happy. Then I thought he was going to say, have you got a license? Then, you know, have you got a council permit or trading permit, you know, so... But then he's, strangely enough, he said, oh, he said, well, what's that book there? So I said, it's a higher taste vegetarian book. He said, oh, my wife is learning how to become vegetarian. And I said, this other book, it tells you about, reincarnation, you know. It's called Coming Back. But the end chapter is Don't Come Back, you know. So I gave him those books, you know. But then he said, oh, you shouldn't stand here. And I thought, here it comes, you know, he's going to throw us out. He said, no, he said, why don't you stand over there? You'll get more people. And I was like, wow, so relieved, you know. Then he said, yeah, look, you get more people there. They're coming from the supermarket and they're coming from there. And he said, also, there's some youngsters here, you know, some teenagers, and they're a bit rowdy. If they give you any trouble, let me know, you know. So I thought, wow, great, you know. Right. Sri Sankirtan Yagya Ki, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Brihat Madanga Transcendental Book Distribution Ki, Vaishnav Sangha Vaishnav Seva Ki, Sri Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav Coming Up Ki, Nithai Gaur Premanandi, Haribol.